from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins, and
I'm a quietly spoken Nigel Payne, as I'm in a public place at the moment.
Yes, dear listener, Nigel is in a co-working space, but hasn't got a room where he can be his usual super animated self. So a slightly quieter Nigel, but that's okay. So this week we are looking at high-performing teams. And the reason we're looking at high-performing teams is because the CIPD have just produced an evidence review of what makes a team high-performing. So there are two reports here, basically. And when I say the CIPD, it's the CIPD have published these two reports. One's a sort of practice-type report based on an evidence review report. But the actual evidence review has been carried out by the Centre for Evidence-Based Management. They've done the work, and the CIPD have basically taken that piece of work and put a what this means for practice in terms of working with teams report on top of it. So, Nigel, what do you make of this?
I think the first thing is the CIPD has to be commended for doing it this way and putting out right up front the evidence on which their report is based. I actually enjoyed the Centre for Evidence-Based Management work. I thought it's a really good evidential review with a really interesting bibliography at the end. But everything they've done is track the various streams of research around effective teams. And there's lots of unanswered questions, lots of areas where you could do further work. So if anyone was ever interested in doing a doctorate or something in team effectiveness, this would be a great place to scan the field and work out where to go. And, you know, they come up with some obvious conclusions, but also some interesting conclusions. The one that really interested me was that, you know, having alert teams that question, work together is really good. But the performance drops off unless you do some bit of reflection, so that it's when the team kind of stands back and looks at its own practice and renews its own practice that you keep the high performing team. And that's not that's not something I've come across, not much common knowledge. But that they've reviewed scholarly journals, peer reviewed, and, you know, other studies, and they've just looked at such a lot of material. I found it very, very useful and interesting. So, you know, it should be on your shelf. The CIPD report, which sits, I suppose, on the top of it, or next to it, I think probably on the top of it, is, you know, it's quite a good summary. And it talks about more simple focuses around teams, like, you know, need to be conscientious, agreeableness, lack of neuroticism, openness to experience, you know, all of those kinds of things, which the big five traits that make team effectiveness. So there is a link back, but I know this sounds strange to say, but it's a kind of simpler take when you read the kind of qualitative report on top of a quantitative report. I don't think it's quite qualitative versus quantitative, but it sort of comes out like that. So together, it's actually very, very helpful. And I would always start with the evidence and then go on to the other report. Some people may only read the qualitative report, the CIPD report, rather than the evidence one. But there's so much value in the evidence one that I would think you'd be missing something if you just looked at the relatively short CIPD report. It's only about 12 pages, 11 pages. So yeah, they're both well worth having a look at. And I think a novel idea that is, I hope, may repeat.
When I was looking at it, I thought there were a couple of interesting things. One of them was on team performance. It's quite unclear that there is no common measure for team performance. I think this comes back to your point about, A, if you're interested in doing a doctorate, then this is probably fertile ground. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that you can bring this challenge into your organisation. there, you know, it's what is team performance? How do you measure it? There is no this evidence research has looked at all the big studies, and there is no one common answer to that. My conclusion now would be, what do you think is right? Because there isn't one bit of evidence that is saying it is this. There is no one sort of truth about team performance in that sense. So I think that was really revealing, actually. And also, I think the effectiveness versus efficiency of a team.
Yes.
Something that is really worth considering, because you can have an effective team that's not very efficient. So it may be effective at reaching its goals and its outcomes, but the way in which it's done it could be really inefficient, and that might really matter in your organisation. So I think actually this evidence review is like a primer for you to pull apart the idea of what makes a good team in your organisation. So, and a couple of other things that I thought were quite interesting was team diversity. What impact does that have on performance? Now, I thought the rhetoric is that the more diverse a team is, the better it performs. But the research doesn't show that. It's a very almost negligible impact on performance, which I thought was really interesting. Yeah. That no one is saying for 1 minute that you shouldn't have diverse teams, because you should, because they should absolutely reflect the workplace and the people in the workplace. But I think the idea that it is a good thing, it is known to be a good thing, is quite interesting, because it looks like the data suggests that isn't necessarily the case.
So psychological safety is clear evidence that the best teams are psychological safe spaces, and that obviously feels right. But I noticed the team well, diversity. They call it a small impact. So it's not negligible.
It's a small impact. I'm saying that is because I have really, you know, I thought that was absolutely a central part of effective teams. And it's not saying it's not, but I thought the research would say it is actually a really important indicator. And I was really surprised that it's not as important as I thought it was. And I think the other elements were talking about, so, you know, safety, psychological safety and trust within the team, and also the knowledge within the team, how it's shared is really important to performance, which is probably, you know, maybe that's a statement of the obvious. The other thing I thought was quite interesting is, if you're going to try and help a team become more effective, if you are looking at team building versus teamwork training, how to work as a team rather than team building, definitely do the teamwork training.
Yes, I completely agree. That's quite interesting. I completely agree. Well, yeah, it's kind of in context, isn't it? If it's teamwork, it's about what the business of what you do. Team building is kind of abstract.
Yeah,
getting bridges across rivers and jumping up and down and filling in forms and so on.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually quite a salutary point being made. But that's, just get people to work efficiently.
Yeah, but it's funny, because it's that's another almost like a known thing. It's like it's common parlance, isn't it? Team building, it's just something that teams do. But in actual fact, how about getting them together to really work on how to work effectively together? That is far more tangible and has much better outcomes, according to the research. So I think there's lots. I think it's. I'm with you, Nigel. I thought there's plenty in here to challenge your thinking about team effectiveness and performance, and also to show, you know, provide some ideas on what you could do to really, you know, enable teams to work more effectively. So I thought it was a really useful bit of research.
And I also think some of the conclusions around organisational team knowledge, you know, that you've got to share knowledge and share thinking and have ways of storing knowledge and accessing knowledge, that kind of spills out into the rest of the organisation. I think that's very, you know, if a team can do it, then it can be rolled out beyond the team. And that seems to be a critical factor as well, that if knowledge isn't shared and isn't organized, the team will be less effective as a result. So yeah, all in all, well worth downloading. These are free reports. They're literally hot off the press. They're not massive things to read. And yeah, there's lots of food for thought without necessarily confirming all your prejudices. There will be some of those prejudices will be challenged, which is excellent.
I think, and my final thought would be to just to maybe, if you're interested in this, obviously it's CIPD has put this out, but the Centre for Evidence-Based Management has done the review, and they will have other reviews and bits of research that will be useful. So I would seek them out as well, because I think they're doing very interesting work in this area.
They okay, are indeed.
Right. You may have been lower volume, Nigel, but it was as good as ever to hear your voice. So thank you very much.
Only that were true. Thank you, Martin.
From scratch.